You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Sabi ko pa magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. It is really a joy for me to be with you. How many of you appreciate Pastor Mark and the rest of the pastoral team? Okay, I just want to get it straight muna, no? When I was still with the School of World Missions, si Pastor Mark po teacher namin. Okay, so gusto ko lang, basta clear lang kasi minsan ho may mga ibang iniisip agad yung mga tao. So gusto ko lang maging... But honestly, you know, I appreciate this man. Alam nyo, hindi ho biro din yung naging transition niya from dati sa campus, tapos biglang nag-pastor in a local church. Hindi po biro yung kanyang ginawa. And I do believe his love for God, his love for his family, as well as the ministry, is really what causes, of course, aside from the grace of God, is what caused this local church to grow. Kaya, including sina Jeff and the rest of the pastors here, sina Earl, you know, sina Dan. I was with Dan before when we were working it out sa, anong school yun, bro? Faith Christian School, you know, kami ho'y magkakasama doon. And even si Ryan, you know, I worked with Ryan also before. Pero way back 2006, kinailangan pong ipahiram ako ng Ortigas sa Alabang. So pinahiram po nila ako ng 6 months. I'm on my 6th year. Ganun lang po magpahiram ang Victory. Nabablock hole. But anyway, again, it's a joy for me to be with you. Just like what Pastor Mark had said, we'll be tackling about the second of our series, which is about shared life. Okay? Ngayon ho, sasagutin natin ang mga ilang katanungan na madalas po ay nalilito po tayo. Well, I've seen a lot of old friends here. You know, I've seen Arnel. Yun. Anyway, let me just start with a story. During my senior year sa high school, I joined a fraternity. Okay, of course, there are different reasons why. I'm not saying this para gawin nyo, no? Gusto ko i-point dito. I joined a fraternity simply because, number one, noong time na yun, uso ang fraternity. Out of curiosity, I joined a fraternity. Pangalawa, kasi noon, pag niyaya ka at hindi ka sumama, binubugbog ka nila. So, total, ganun din naman. Sa hising, bubugbugin ka rin, pero kasama kanila. You know? And pangatlo, sa dami ng atraso ko, you know, sabi ko, mukhang wise na sumama sa fraternity. So, I joined the fraternity for my own personal reasons. And in fact, if you're going to ask, anong fraternity ko, ano, I'm a member of the Toma Sukatumba. And, pero ngayon, wala na yun, bro. Nabuwag na. Dati, ha. Pastor Mark is one of the originator of that fraternity. Sa UST. But kidding aside, now, take note of this. A lot of people would join social networking, would join groups, societies, fraternities, organizations. Some would even risk their lives joining. Why? Because by nature, gusto natin, di ba? We want belongingness, as they would say. Gusto natin laging, you know, we're part of something significant, so to speak. Whether significant on their own perspective or not, we may not agree with them. Pero yun ang reason ng iba kung bakit sila sumasama ng mga groups or social networking and so on. And pero ito yung na-discovery ko eh. If we would join a group for other reason apart from Jesus, I don't think that would be a strong, really... I'm not saying it's bad, pero hindi ganun katibay yung group na sinasama na. For example, kung kaya ka sumama sa isang grupo kasi uso ang isang bagay at nakikiuso ko, pag nalaos yan, wala na, tibag na yung grupo mo. Tama ko ba? Or maybe kung dahil sa hobby, you know, pare-pareho kayo ng mga hobby. So, you join, you know, naalala nyo nung kaputukan ng badminton, marami nag-badminton, nung unti-unti nang nawawala yung badminton, ayaw na nila. Bukod sa naunawaan nilang, hindi dapat maglaro ang mga Kristiyano ng badminton. Alam nyo bakit? Bad yun. Dapat good minton ang laro natin. Kasi Christians tayo. You know, but anyway, you know, if we're going to talk about fellowship, shared life, communion, maraming mga bagay maglalaro sa ating isipan. So may I request every one of you to please stand up, and if you have your Bibles with you, Yung po may mga Bible, tabihan nyo yung mga walang Bible, at yung mga walang Bible, pakibenta nyo yung cellphone nyo maganda, bili na ho kayo ng Bible. Kasi magra-rapture na, wala pa kayong Bible. Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 42. Would you read it with me out loud together? Go. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe. And many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. And all the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he has need. And every day they continued to meet together. Where? In the temple courts. And they broke bread. Where? In their homes. And ate together with glad and sincere hearts. And 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily. Wow. Daily. Those who were being saved. Father, thank you for your word. I pray, Lord God, that through your Spirit, you will just illuminate our minds, O God. Lord, open our eyes that we may see the wonderful things behind your word. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are our best teacher. You will teach us all things. You will guide us into all truth as you have promised. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Pwede na po tayong maupo. That thing you do. Now, let me just have this statement as a start. You see, that thing you do, meaning the devotional lifestyle that we have, reading the Word, meditating, memorizing, studying the Word, fellowshipping with one another, praying together, all these things, ito po'y pinag-uutos sa atin ng Panginoon. Tama po ba? And that thing you do is or become possible simply because of the thing He did. You see, the reason why we read our Bible, we meditate, we memorize, you know, we study the Word. The reason why we fellowship, we attend services like this, you belong in a victory group, and so on and so forth, is simply because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. Are you still here with me? Now, kung walang nangyari, 2,000 taon na nakakaraan, I don't think na we will continue doing the things that we're doing right now. How many of you would admit many times, may tamang tamad? Even magbasa ng Bible. Ako lang pala. Alam mo, Pastor Mark, naiingit ako rito sa ano. Kasi ako, may mga times tamang-tamad ako eh. Yung bang tipong sa umaga, mas gusto kong buksan muna yung Facebook. Kesa yung Facebook. Buti na lang dito walang ganun, ano? Naiingit ako sa inyo. Talaga. Talaga. Sometimes nga sa umaga, mas una kong tinitignan yung cellphone ko. Sino kaya nag-text kagabi? O sino kaya may nag-miss call kaya? You know? Ganun ako. Tignan mo yung katabi sa amin. Buti lang, hindi ka katulad ni Pastor. But getting aside, all these things, ginagawa natin, not because we have to, not because we're obliged to do, not because our pastors or even our T4V teachers are you know, monitoring us. Like, basa ka ba ng, dati nga, 4 chapters, you know? Buti nga ngayon, 4 verses na lang ba? You know? Noon pahaba ang kailangan mabasa mo for the whole year. And again, the reason why we do that is simply because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. In fact, in verse 42, if you're going back there, and they, in some other translation says, and they continued steadfastly. Dito, and they devoted. And devoted simply means they continued doing it in spite of all the hardships. Now, always remember, during this time, matindi po ang persecution sa early church. In fact, some of them were killed, some of them were burned alive, simply because they followed Jesus. Some of them were imprisoned, some of them were even hanged on the cross upside down. But in spite of all these things, it says that they devoted themselves. They continued doing it. Nagpatuloy siya. They persisted. Galing, ano? I mean, nai-imagine ko lang, sa gitna ng mga persecutions, patuloy nilang ginagawa kung ano yung dapat nilang ginagawa. That says they devoted themselves where? To the apostles' teaching. You know, some of them are so, well, not really some, but majority of them are so hungry about the Word of God. Now, they even meet lang secretly just to hear the preaching of the Word. And not just that, but it also says here that they continued or they devoted themselves where? To the fellowship. Now, the people before, during the first century church, they have a different perspective, they have a different understanding about fellowship than what we know right now. And sabi ron, they continued steadfastly. They devoted themselves. Anong meron or anong pagkakaunawa nila sa fellowship noon kung bakit sila nagpapatuloy sa kabila ng mga pag-uusig? Sa kabila ng mga persecution? Ano ang perspective nila about fellowshipping? You know? At anong perspective natin ngayon? Now, today, when you hear the word fellowship, what comes immediately to your mind? Tama kayo. Nababasa ko yung isip nyo. You know? Ang unang pumapasok sa isip natin is the name of a local church. Victory Christian Fellowship, Christ Commission Fellowship, you know, Greenest Christian Fellowship. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He walks beside me. He will surely goodness in my fellowship. Di ba? Yeah. No, by the way, may ganun pangalan sa Tundo, ah. Hindi nila sinabi Psalm 23 church. Hindi eh. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down. Yan talagang binuo nila sa uli. Fellowship. Yun ang unawa ng karamihan ng mga tao ngayon. And so, I believe because of this, because yung kulang yung unawa natin, we're missing a lot when it comes to fellowship. In fact, even the word communion, di ba? You know, well, I don't know how often you do communion here, but sa Alabang, we do it once a month. We call it communion, you know, breaking of bread. But you see, during their time, iba ang communion. Iba ang breaking of bread. In fact, if you're going to study 1 Corinthians 11, you'll find out, now when they say they broke bread from house to house, what they do is they really eat. Hindi lang pipirasong kapirasong tinapay, you know, iinom ng juice, ng pag-inom mo, minsan sumasakit yung punong tenga mo kasi sobrang tamis, alam mo yon? Okay, yung pag-inom mo, parang may laway, you know, okay? Yeah, you know. But during their time, no, they really eat meals. In fact, again, 1 Corinthians 11 says, yung iba, sabi ni Pablo, yung iba nga sa inyo, hindi na kayo makapag-antay eh. Wala pa yung mga kasama nyo, bumabanat na kayo ng kain. Yung iba nga sa inyo, lasing na agad. Oh, by the way, just a little side track. You know, kasi minsan nagkakaroon ng problema sa mga Christians. They don't really know the difference between yung gutom ka at marami. Sa totoo lang, how many of you love to eat? Kung taga-victory kayo, dapat you love to eat. You know? Yeah, kasi, ikaw ha, gluto niyang, gluto. Hindi, gutom lang talaga ako. But the issue is, how would you know? Side track lang tong konti. Hindi kasama sa preaching to. How would you know kung talagang gutom ka lang or gluttony na? Alam niyo yung gluttony? Busog ka na. Bumabanat ka ba? How would you know? Tip lang to. Tip. Practical tip. Simple. Hawakan nyo yung tiyan nyo pag kumakain. Pag yung tiyan nyo kasing tigasan ng ulo nyo, gluttony na yun. Yeah. Pero pag hindi pa, baka nga gutom lang kayo. But anyway, going back doon sa meal. Now, punayin nyo. The word fellowship, most of you knew it, comes from the Greek word koinonia. And koinonia simply means, you know, contribution, sharing, participation, communion. Ibig sabihin, you know, may mga nangyayari, may mga ginagawa, meron kang ibinabahagi. When you say communion, hindi lang ito, may hawak ang ostya, may hawak ang juice, inom ka, you know, and, tapos na. No. When you say communion, it also means communication. I love what Jeff did a while ago. At least, meron kayo nakilalang bagong 82 na katao. O yung iba, tulang. But getting aside, you know, the way we do, yung ganon, oftentimes we call that fellowship, right? But you know what? In reality, it's not really a fellowship. You know why? Because we only spend few minutes. And you can never say that it's a fellowship. You see, fellowship goes beyond, I think gusto ko i-submit sa inyo, fellowship goes beyond the service meetings. Fellowship goes beyond the victory meetings. Fellowship should continue kahit walang service, kahit walang victory group. Yun ang gusto ko i-submit sa inyo ngayon. Because the early church knew they have a good perspective of what fellowship and communion really mean. Dapat ganun din tayo. And the reason kung bakit ito sinasabi, because ngayon nga, ang, for them, they thought that fellowship is just the chika-chika, beso-beso, you know, and hi sister, hi brother, you know, we praise God, and then we hear the Lord. And sa ka galing? Sa fellowship. No, no, hindi ka sa fellowship galing. Galing ka lang sa service. Naalala ko yung advertisement. May advertisement ako noong napanood sa amin. Sabi, bakit tahimik yung tao sa amin? Ay, baka guilty. Pero sa advertisement yun, hindi, it doesn't talk about the service, ha? It doesn't talk about the service. No, no. Saan yun? Yun nga, kaya nga ako naiingit dito, eh. Oh. Alam mo, mga kilala ko, ibang Christian, ha? Sa ibang church, ha? Naka! Oh, nakatingin sa'yo, ayaya, pariringa na naman ako niya. Tapos akin titingin. Para, ganun, eh. Mm-mm. Kaya hindi umiimik. Anyway. What is the true biblical meaning of fellowship? What does communion really mean? How do we differ from the world outside? Alam nyo, kahit sa labas may mga fellowship din sila. In fact, matitindi nga mag-fellowship ang mga tao sa labas eh. Di ba? Yung mga kalalakihan, remember noon kung paano kayo mag-fellowship? Di ba? Pag nag-inuman kayo, yung iba hindi nagtitira ng pang-uwi eh. Di ba? Fellowship yun! Bakit? Pati patot panable eh. You know? Naunawan nyo po ba ako? And yet, we as Christians, sa ating madalas narinig yung fellowship, but we don't really know the difference or what's the true meaning of biblical fellowship gaya ng tinuturo dito sa Biblia. And again, fellowship, as far as the Word of God is concerned, it goes beyond services. It goes beyond even victory group meetings. It should be done kahit walang gawain. It should be done even during weekdays. Kaya sabi dito, every day they meet together where? In the temple. And they broke bread where? In their homes. They fellowship. And I also believe the reason why a lot of Christians are defeated, because they live alone. Hindi ko kayo pakialaman, wag nyo akong pakialaman. And they thought, okay yun. Well, sometimes, pero oftentimes, it's not good. And I do believe when God said, it's not good for man to be alone, hindi lang dahil meron siyang prinipir na asawa, but literally, it's not good for any one of us to be alone. Talagang ano, ha? Fellowship for me, fellowship simply means there is a shared life. Fellowship for me, it means that kung kinakailangan, there has to be somebody who would check on you. Because whether we admit it or not, maraming beses, hindi natin talaga alam yung sinasabi natin, ginagawa natin. And we need other people who loves us so much. People who are concerned sa atin. Who would really say, bro, mali yan eh. We need those people. Bro, you don't continue doing that. We need those people more than, alam niyo, sometimes yung friendship eh, pagka-friendship, akala nila, kailangan pareho kayo ng gusto, pareho. Hindi, actually, yung tunay na friendship or yung compatibility, hindi nangangahulugang pareho kayo ng gusto. I mean, punin niyo, may mga kaibigan, kaibigan mo lang kasi, nililibre mo. Kaya kahit magsuot ka ng green na polo, tapos orange na, uy, bagay sa yun ah. Tara, kain tayo, you know? That's not really your friend. Ang tunay na kaibigan, sasabihin sa'yo kung anong totoo. Kahit masakit, mapakinggan. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, tignan mo yun. Tignan mo. Kaibigan mo ba yan? Sabi ko sa'yo, oh, pastor, kasi nagalit ako kanina sa akin. Bakit? Eh, dito siya nakaupo eh. You know, nauna ako sa kanya, mupo na ako dito. Eh, sabi niya, ever since the time began, dito na siya nakaupo eh. So, now, tignan niyo sa scripture. Maraming beses sa scripture, binanggit ang mga katagang one another. Ang dami. Let me just go through ng mabilis. In Romans chapter 12, sabi, be devoted to one another. In brotherly love, honor one another above yourself. Meron sinabing, live in harmony with one another. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. In chapter 14, it says there, you know, stop passing judgment on one another. In 15:7, it says, you accept one another. 15:14, it says, you be competent to instruct one another. In Galatians chapter 5, ano yung sinasabi dito? You were called into freedom, but you serve one another. In Ephesians, it says there, be compassionate compassionate and be kind to one another. Colossians 3. At yung sinasabi dito, teach and admonish one another. Thessalonians 5. So, ang dami, men, puro one another, each other, one another. Ibig sabihin lang nito, mga kapatid, may hirap mamuhay mag-isa. And as far as God is concerned, He doesn't want you to live alone. I know, naintindihan ko, there are reasons kung bakit yung mga tao, they don't want to share their lives. Maybe, one is because, Pastor, you can blame me. I'm a very private person. Hindi ako mahilig makihalubilo. Well, I'll honor kung yan ang gusto mo. But again, minsan din sa mga churches, marami nagtatampo sa pastor, sa staff. May sakit ako. Hindi nyo ba lang ako tinalaw? Nagsabi ka ba? Dapat alam niyo yun. Ano kami? Manghuhula. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, sana hindi ikaw yun. Yung iba naman, they don't want to share their lives simply because, you know, probably, they have so many secrets na ayaw pa alam. So many secrets. Diba? Eh baka pagka nalaman nila yun, sabihin nila marami akong weakness. Sino bang walang weakness? Kasi Pastor Mark, may weakness din yan. Gwapo lang yan, pero may weakness din yan. Oh. Now, punayin nyo, si Batman, tsaka si Bane. Tanyo, parang may takip ang mukha. May secret sila, hayop pa alam. Oh. Di nyo ba naisip bakit itim yung mata ni Batman? Ha? Di nyo alam ano? Oh, secret. Di ko rin sabihin nyo. Oh, oh. But kidding aside, you know, some, they don't want to share their lives simply because they kept too many secrets. You know, just a practical tip. You know, the Bible says, walang sikretong hindi nabubunyag. I'd rather expose my secrets than wait for God to reveal my secrets. And you know, when God exposes our secrets, chai. May wala kayo sa akin. Yung iba naman, the reason why they don't want to share their lives, naiintindihan ko rin, because in the past, they were abused by others. You know, there are so many Christians who are really good, who are so merciful. Kaya lang, may mga abusado eh. Tama ho ba? And they were abused in the past. And because they were abused from time to time, they started to put up walls. They started to isolate themselves. I don't want to join you. I don't want to be part of it. Why? Abusado ko. I have counseled a lot of Christians who stopped serving God, who stopped even attending church services because they were abused in the past. Are you still here? Yung iba din naman, you know, they're having some hard time sharing their lives because sa totoo lang, when you start to share your lives, trust is on the line. Haven't you noticed, ang pagtitiwala, ang hirap i-build, pero ang daling sirain. It will take you some time to earn the trust of other people, but it will only take you a few minutes to destroy the trust. And when trust is on the line, oftentimes people will say, nah, okay na, kayo na lang. Naunawa niyo po ba? You know? And, you know, bakit ko nasabi that the early Christians would go beyond, when they talk about fellowshipping and communion and breaking, well, why did I say that they go beyond the meetings and the services? Sinabi rin dun eh. Kasi punahin ninyo ha, starting in verse, again, in verse 42, sabi ron, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, in fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayer. And then in verse 43, tignan nyo sabi, and they were filled with awe. Alam nyo ibig sabihin nun? Yung awe? Yung ginagawa nila every time they fellowship, sabi nila, oh! Yun! Lahat sila sabi sa mga, oh! Manghang-mangha sila. They cannot just understand bakit ganun yung mga early Christians. They respect one another. Are you still here with me? And, you know what? Sa totoo lang, it's hard to respect one another nandito lang tayo. Lalo na nga kung inagawan kayo ng silya nyo. You know, yung ba tipong wala pang victory metro, isilya nyo na yan. us. Ano sabi ron? And many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. Of course, I believe ginagawa nila to in the synagogue, but oftentimes they would do it on the streets. Oftentimes they would do it at home. Now remember sina Peter? Papunta sa beautiful gate, and they saw this beggar, lame from birth, and then mamalimos. What did Peter say? Silver and gold, I don't have, but what I have, I'll give it to you. And in the name of Jesus, you rise up and walk. Now, hindi tinanong ni nila Peter, Victory Group member ka ba? Nagtatangs ka ba? Sige, patingin, papahinga, hura-hura. Ah, wala. No. They do it outside. And then in the following verses pa, paki-flash yung next verses. 44. You know, all the believers were together and had everything in common. And 45, it says they're selling their possessions and goods and they gave to everyone as he had. Now, let me qualify this. Now, remember that during the time, great persecutions, many, karamihan mo sa mga bahay nila, mga possessions nila, kinuha because they were Christians. Kaya ang ginawa ng mga early Christians, you know, binente mga ibang gamit and then they distributed it. Now, meron kasi ako narinig sa amin, Pastor, dapat ginagawa ngayon yan, ginagawa ninyo yan dapat ngayon. You know, and so I started, you know, reading it over and over again. And this is what I believe. Kung hanggang ngayon ganyang ginagawa natin, believe me, maraming tamad. Aasa na lang. Ha? Yung bang nakikiamot palagi. Alam niyo sa Alabang, suki kami ron eh. Yung pupunta, galing po akong probinsya eh. Gusto ko na pong umuwi. Asan ba probinsya mo? Doon po sa malayong bahagi pa ng Mindanao. Yung pong mahalang pamasahe. Walang nagpunta sa amin na taga Kalambala, taga San Pedro. Hindi, lagi malalayo eh. Sabi ko, paano kayo nakarating dito? Basta po, andito na lang po kami. Yung parang nagising na lang po kami. Andito kami sa Maynila. Hello? Maraming nang abuso eh. Tama ba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tumingin ka lang. Huwag kang imik. Tingnan mo lang. Now, what do we mean by shared lives? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng shared lives? For me, simple. Ang shared life for me simply means we may have differences of opinion. Maring magkaiba ho tayo ng mga pananaw sa mga bagay-bagay, but we share the same values. Yan sa akin, shared life. Magkaiba tayo opinion, pero pareho tayo ng pinahalagahan. Tama ho ba? Do you agree with that? Yeah. For me, shared life simply means, you know, we are genuinely connected with each other. Let me just give this good illustration. Maraming beses, may mga nagbe-message sa akin sa Facebook, Pastor, I can no longer invite you to be my friend kasi you've reached out the max na. You have so many friends na. And so I would reply, you know, I beg to disagree with you. Well, my Facebook says that I have 5,000 friends, but in reality, they are not all my friends. In fact, some of them, the reason why they invited me, because they want to advertise their product. Kasi alam nila, marami akong friends eh. So pagka nag-flash sila sa profile ko, sa what do you call that, the timeline, marami makakabasa sa mga kaibigan ko eh. And sometimes, ilan na rin sinabihan ko, Brad, sis, pwedeng pakitanggal mo na lang, i-untag mo na lang ako. Kasi I don't want my Facebook profile na maging advertisement. You know, I have my own purpose why I put up my Facebook profile. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not really hard on this, pero, you know, just a little common sense. When I say friend, when I say shared lives, we don't abuse each other. And, you know, yung 5,000 na yun, I know hindi lahat friends ko. Why did you say that, Pastor? Hindi nga pumapati pag birthday ko eh. Sa magtatanong ko, please comment. Pipindot, like. Hindi nga, like, comment. And honestly, I have unfriended some of them. No, I'm not bad. Kasi I do believe marami akong mga tunay na kaibigan who really wanted to connect with me but cannot. Because wala na. That I'd rather set aside some of them that I don't really know. Who didn't even make a single comment. Kahit man lang smiley face. So what's the use? Are you getting me? When we talk about friendship, when we talk about fellowshipping, when we talk about community, there is a connection. Meron kayong constant communication. And I do believe that is what the scripture is talking about. When we share shared lives, we don't abuse the goodness of others. We respect them. When we share shared lives, there has to be a check and balance. Tahimik, no? Okay lang. Init, ano? Naunawa niyo po ba? Now, tignan niyo itong Acts 4:32. It says here, all the believers were one, where? In heart and mind. They were one in heart and mind. And no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. Meaning, the early Christians, the early believers, you know, they do not agree on everything, but they live in harmony still. Oftentimes, kami mga pastors, you know, we agree to disagree. However, siguro kung makikita nyo kami minsan nagbi-meeting, baka mag-backslide kayo. Kasi talagang, you know, magkakaiba opinion eh. Minsan kami, nagpunta sa amin, tinatanong si Pastor Ariel, Pastor Ariel, lilipat sila, coming from other church, so isang buong family to. So sabi ng family, Pastor Ariel, does your church believe in the rapture? So sabi ni Pastor, yeah, we believe in the rapture, second coming. What do you believe? Pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib? And Pastor Ariel said, well, sorry to say, but we don't really have a one stand on what we believe. Because some of the pastors believe darating si Lord bago mag-tribulation. Iba naniniwala sila in the middle of the tribulation. Iba naniniwala sila pagkatapos ng tribulation. You see, for us, that's just a small thing. Yes, magkakaiba kami, pero hindi namin ito pinagtatalunan. Kesa pagtalunan natin kung kailan babalik si Lord, ang tanongin mo, kasama ka ba? Pag bumalik siya, kasama ka ba? Yung iba, ang babalik siya, ganito. Hindi, ang tanong, kasama ka ba pag bumalik? Ganun lang. You know, and alam niyo kung saan kami nagkakasundo? Pagkainan na. Yeah. You know, we have common interests. We may vary in opinions. We may vary in perspective. But we still live in harmony. Because the Bible says, do every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the band of peace. I believe that's true fellowship. That is true, you know, that is true communion. Now, I'll say this and I'm almost done. We don't believe in disposable relationship. Nung bago ako sa Victory, I've seen pastors who would really argue hard, pero lagi napapakamot ang ulo ko because at the end of the meeting, magkakasama sila, nagkakape. And feeling ko noon, ang pa-plastic naman ang mga to. You know, but I discovered, you know, again, we may disagree on some matters, but it does not mean na galit-galit na tayo. And I've seen, you know, it has blessed me so much to see the pastors who would be there to encourage one another, to correct one another, to teach one another, help one another. I love it. Punayin nyo, ilang churches na nabibiyak dahil kanya-kanya. Pinag-aawayan, pera. Yan, nandun sa pera, si 50 pesos, pag-aawayan pa, paano, kanina ba, sa senior pastor ba yan o sa associate? Inyo na. And I would say, suck it to your bags. Saksak mo sa baga mo. You know, I'm saucy, you know. Again, we don't believe in disposable relationship. How many of you have watched the movie Expendable? Huh? You've watched that movie? Now, alam niyo ba ibig sabihin ng expendable? Isang gamit ka lang, and then, ayaw na, tapong ka na. Sa Tagalog yan, mga patapon. Yun eh. Now, we don't believe that we're expendables. I believe, as believers, we are expandable. You will sorry one, huh? And then another one will be added up. And then another one will be added up. And then more will be added up. Come on, come on. More and more and more. Balik mo yun, balik mo yun, balik mo yun. Man, yung macho, yung macho. Yahoo! Woo! Wow! And believe me, some of us are not just expanding the kingdom of God. Some of us are even expanding the temple of God. And the Bible says your body is the temple of the living God. So if you see me this big, I'm just trying to build God a cathedral. But kidding aside, that's what we believe. That's what we believe. We don't believe in disposable relationship. We value relationship. We value one another. If Jesus died for you, then we value you. And that's how we ought to see one another. And so if there's one thing I'd like you to take home this afternoon, this is it. That our fellowship with one another is powered by our relationship or fellowship with God. Everything will boil down with our relationship with God. You see, our fellowship with one another is a direct offshoot of our fellowship with God. If we say we have a good fellowship with God, then it will not be hard for us to fellowship genuinely with one another. Because the Bible says, how can you love God whom you cannot see if those whom you see you can't love? How can you accept God who's up there na hindi mo nakikita kung yung kapatid mong nakikita mo at kitang-kita mo, hindi mo matanggap? That's why in 1 John chapter 1, it says here, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. Verse 2, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you what? The eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. Verse 3, would you read it out loud together with me? Verse 3, go. We proclaim to you what we have seen, heard, so that you also, tigil muna tayo, sabi mo sa katabi mo kasama ka rin sa you also. So that you also may have fellowship with us. Why? And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. Wow. Is it possible for us to have genuine fellowship? Yes. Because what's our common denominator? Not the hobbies, not the interest. We have a common denominator, and His name is Jesus. And it's Jesus who would unite us together. It's Jesus who would bond us together. It's Jesus who would keep us together. Kaya kahit na ano pa yung katabi mo, kahit na hindi mo kursunada ang hininga niyan, kaya mong tanggapin. Bakit? Lumatay din si Jesus para sa kanya. Are you still here with me? Wow, come on, give the Lord a praise right now. Hallelujah. Let me just pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord. We can just enjoy genuine fellowship and communion simply because of what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. God, I pray that you just make it more real to us. Our relationship with you through Jesus Christ. And God, I lift up to you your people. You know them well, more than I know them. But I just pray, Father God, that you would just give them the grace. You would give them the strength to just obey you willingly. And so I pray, God, envelop us with your grace right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.